Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 283, and the title is Meant to Move. The sticky note reads, "Get outside and explore. You have feet, not roots, and you were meant to move." Here's the story behind the sticky. One of Sir Isaac Newton's laws of motion was that a body at rest tends to stay at rest, and a body in motion tends to stay in motion. What's the state of your body? Does your body tend to stay at rest or stay in motion? It's going to be really tough for you to be inspired by the things you see and the people you meet in the world if you never actually go out into the world. This past week, I've been out on the road, traveling in Asheville, North Carolina. In the last 2 days, I've stumbled across the fact that there's a Transylvania county nearby, which inspired all sorts of ideas for souvenir t-shirts, a blood drive for the Transylvanian hospital, a spooky kooky baking competition, and a lot more. Today, I met a manager at a local Meineke car care center, where I ran into some expected trouble with my vehicle. I was a little stressed because my check engine light came on while driving in the mountains, and I'm supposed to get back on the road tomorrow and start heading home. The manager had his technician run a diagnostic check while we spoke, and I learned he has a brother who lives just a couple miles from where I live. He has a niece who helped promote the band 21 Pilots, which got its start in Columbus. Before you knew it, the repair was done. The technician came in and told us the light was triggered by a minor hiccup that we could also wait until we returned home to address the problem that caused the alert. And he cleared the alert, so I didn't have to get stressed out by staring at that little orange light all the way home. And you know, they didn't charge us a dime. We finished our evening by visiting a local, well, we wanted to visit a local barbecue place that was recommended by another friend, but the shop had closed earlier than I would have expected, so my wife and I decided to explore other options. We ended up at a place called Vinny's Neighborhood Italian Restaurant. Now, I grew up in Cleveland with a lot of Italian friends. I'm part Italian, and we were living right around the corner from Mama Ray's Pizza. So I'm a little picky about my pasta and wasn't expecting much from a southern Italian restaurant. Boy, was I wrong. Vinny's had some of the best Italian wedding soup I've tasted. Their pasta was cooked to perfection, the marinara sauce was delicious, and I can't remember the last time I had meatballs that tasted that good. Their bar even had a wide selection of Amaro. It's an herbal liqueur that is currently an obsession of mine, stocked with a few of my favorites and with a local Amaro that I'd never heard of before that was produced right down the street, and the bartender allowed me to sample it. I met great people today, I visited great places, and man, I had some great food. This was all just a single day of exploration. Think of what you could be inspired by if you allowed yourself to explore for just one day each week. Go try something new. Go meet someone new. And I guarantee you that you'll begin to think something new. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily alert that includes a copy of that day's motivational sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track. I've been recording one of these episodes to match up with each one of the daily sticky notes. It allows me to dive in a little deeper on the concepts and ideas that I'm scribbling on those stickies, because those 3x3 yellow pieces of paper don't allow me much space to elaborate. That's what these episodes are for. I can expand on a concept and give you the story behind the sticky like I did in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.